From Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka.
Brought to you by Blatchley Middle School, home of the Huskies, and by Discover Your Potential Week.
Good evening, folks. Coming to you from the KCAW studios in Sitka, Alaska. Welcome to the Blatchley Middle School Variety Show. My name is Abigail Fitzgibbon.
And I'm Rose Pellet. We're your hosts tonight for a magical medley of songs, stories, and skits. First up, a song from our resident DJ, Alan Madigan.
Thanks, Rose. I'm going to pick out You Might Think by The Cars. I think you're going to enjoy this one.
The sun fell down. You kept it going.
That was You Might Think by The Cars, and now a Raven News Report.
Monday, February 16th, was a state holiday in honor of Elizabeth Paradovich, the civil rights activist whose testimony helped pass the first anti-discrimination law in the United States. Elizabeth attended Sheldon Jackson School as a teenager in Sitka, and on February 16th, not far from campus, a parade marched from Crescent Harbor Shelter to A&B Hall in her honor. Our news reporters interviewed marchers at the starting line. We are Blatchley Middle School students doing a radio class for Discovery Week. Would you mind if we asked you a few questions on Elizabeth Paradovich today?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm Abigail and this is Lucas. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Antea. I just became a Alaska Native Sisterhood member today and they asked me to carry the banner in the parade.
Wow, congratulations.
The parade is getting ready to get started, and then after that, when we march back to A and B, there's going to be, are you ready, guys? Hot chocolate, popcorn, and cookies, and there'll be a wonderful a showing of the movie about Elizabeth Paradovich, and the young people here are going to be performing too.
How does Elizabeth Paradovich make you feel?
She makes me feel wonderful. One, she's a woman. Two, she was 20 years ahead of her time. That is how you get things done.
Why do you think she was special to the people here?
I think she was special for all of us, not just Native people, because she made us realize that the Bill of Rights was for everyone. I think that she is an incredibly important person for old people like me and for young people like you, because she had the courage to stand up and try to fix something that was obviously wrong, but no one else wanted to do anything about it. And because of her, because of the example she set, you know, we're all better off.
She was instrumental in fighting for our Native rights so that we wouldn't be a third-class citizen and that we could do our Native dances and songs like we're doing as of today.
I come from the community of Klawak, and that's where my family comes from. And I'm just very proud to have known of her, and my mother and my grandmother were friends of hers.
If she were alive today, what would you say to her?
I would thank her for her hard work and labor, and I would also want to tell her about ongoing civil rights issues that need to be addressed before Congress today.
She makes me feel free, and she makes me feel equal with all people of the world.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That audio postcard was recorded by Abigail Fitzgibbon, Lucas Etheridge, Alan Madigan, Kendall Shamblin, Rose Pellet, and Melissa Gibson. It was produced by Emily Kwong. To see pictures of the parade and the Blavatsky reporters in action, visit our website, kcaw.org.
And over at Blatchley Middle School, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders spent a full week in February experimenting with new classes. It's called Discover Your Potential Week, February 16th through 19th. Reporters Melissa Gibson, Rose Pellet, Kendall Shamblin, and Alan Madigan have the story.
Try it again.
I walked around the hallways on the second day of Discovery Week. It's filled with the smells of foods cooking and the sight of students learning something new.
Do you like DYP Week?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I wish we had it like every week.
And what have you liked about DYP Week so far?
Well, I've liked having a change from my normal routine of classes. I like having new people, having older people in my classes.
Awesome. And in your opinion, what's your favorite class?
My favorite class is probably The Real Alaskans Can Sew.
And what do you do in that?
This week we're making cinch bags out of the fabric, and it's really fun.
There's blanket making, there's classic board games, there's photo taking, there's even roller derby.
My name's Toxic.
I'm She-Rex. Kiss of Carrie Death.
Jewel Be Crying.
It's kind of like Alligator, but it's like Allie. Said like Allie Get Her.
Afro Smitey.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do this for a while, and DYP was the perfect chance to start. This is my first time ever skating.
I think it really just brings out what they already have in themselves, and there doesn't need to be this hiding, kind of shy way. Because I remember in seventh grade, I became incredibly shy when I was there, and I want them to feel that they can do anything and be anything that they want to be. And I feel like Derby really, you know, you're sick. Like, they're like, I did my crossovers. Like, I just did my crossovers. Like, they're learning so much and feeling so powerful.
My name is Carrie Sagel. I'm a member of the elective team, which has taken on the task of putting on Discovery Week the last many years. We do have a lot of minutiae, like left-handed guitars, or how do you find a sushi teacher in 10 minutes for a class that's going to take place in the afternoon. This year, the extent to which we were part of the community and the community took part was astounding. So I felt like it spread out into the entire community.
That's what this week was about. It was an amazing opportunity for you guys to find out all the things that you can do.
My daughter Avery has loved being a part of this. The two times she's been a part of this particular week, she's absolutely loved and grown in the area of music. That's been the area that she has just latched onto. I've seen a huge interest in a lot of talent that I don't think she really even knew she had. that was able to be developed through Mr. Crean and opportunities like this. So I'm very thankful for those opportunities as a parent, because I know that's not available in every community.
You can see photos of many of the Discovery Week classes on our website, kcaw.org. This is the Blatchley Middle School Variety Show. This is Rose Pellet.
And I'm Kendall Shamblin. I want to play one of my favorite songs for you guys, Bane Bane by Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj.
Bang, bang, cocking it. Queen Nicki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jesse, and Ari. If they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari. If he hanging, we banging. Phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic, cause I'm singing. B to the A, to the N, to the G. B to the A, to the N, to the G. Hey.
Bane Bane by Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj. Coming up next is some lighthearted entertainment from the Blatchley Comedy Club, so stay tuned.
Abigail!
What?
Do you hear that?
Kinda. It sounds like... Is that...
Batman?
I'm Batman.
Who?
I'm Batman.
Well, welcome to the studios, Batman.
Thank you. I come with news from Gotham City. A cat-like woman was spotted moving like a cat. She's actually a woman. I think her name is Catwoman. And all the criminals except Bill Gates have been released. The asylum remains secure as the rest of the city plunges into chaos. My voice hurts.
Batman, what will you do?
Get in my car and drink a Slurpee. And save the city, of course. Duh.
Well, a big thank you, Batman, for that brief appearance.
I'm Batman.
Coming up next, an original skit performed by Blatchley Comedy Group. And now, a scene in a restaurant.
We will both have the soup special.
Right away, sir.
Wait, there's a fly in this soup.
Is that a problem? You asked for noodle, not vegetarian.
And look, there's four more flies.
Thank you for pointing that out. I'll have to charge you for noodles with meat.
Come back here. What are these flies doing in my soup?
The backstroke, it appears to me.
No, that one is definitely doing the butterfly stroke.
Exotic meat and noodle soup. That's an extra $2.50.
I can't eat this disgusting bowl of flies, and I'm so hungry. What's that good smell?
It's that pot of stew over there.
Look how thick and rich it is. Who is it for?
Let's scoop some out before the waiter comes back. Yum.
Yum! Isn't this delicious? Is that barley?
I don't know, but the spices are wonderful.
These tiny mushrooms are tasty. I was never going to come back to this restaurant, but now I will, just to order this great soup.
Hey, who spilled my mop water? Eddie, your customers left without paying. Darn, now I have to add more water. I'll just scoop some out of the toilet. It's stopped up anyway.
Oh, some people have no class.
We return now to an ancient time, 65 million years ago, during the Cretaceous period when dinosaurs roamed the Earth. Okay, am I on the mic? Okay, am I Rex?
Yeah.
Hey, Tyrone!
Hey, Rex.
Hey, Tyrone, what do you call fossils that don't come out of the ground?
Lazy bones.
Hey, Tyrone, look at us, we're big and green and covered in scales.
Because if we were small, white and fluffy, no one would be afraid of us.
Hey, Tyrone, I saw you crossing the road. Why did you do that?
Someone had to do it. You know, the chicken hasn't evolved yet.
Dino Jokes and the Restaurant were written by the Tillamook County Outdoors School.
This program was brought to you today by the beautiful, talented, and awesome radio class at Blatchley Middle School as a part of Discover Your Potential Week. My name is Abigail Fitzgibbon.
And I'm Rose Pellet.
I'm Kendall Shamblin.
Alan Madigan.
Melissa Gibson.
I'm Batman.
A big thanks to Carrie Sagel for organizing Discovery Week. This program was produced by our teacher, Emily Kwong.
Phew, I'm tired. Time for a dance party.
Turn down for what?
Another runner shot, fire up the loud, 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 another runner shot, fire up the loud,